Well, we're in rookie minicamp, and so last night, yesterday was the first day that we had them coming in, and you kind of get a chance to meet them, and it's kind of like a lot of eyeballing. The players that you have, players that you sign to your roster. You have some players that are in for a tryout, and you're just trying to say, match a name with a face, and trying to get used to them. Obviously, some players have come in. Unfortunately, some players we thought we were going to sign weren't able to pass a physical and get on the field. So those players, obviously, are not with us. But, we just had our first chance to go on the field. So just to tell you what I usually look for is that, I've always watched myself where I never get too excited about anyone when we're basically playing in our pajamas. We're not in full pads, we're not tackling, we're not, doing things of that nature. So it's very difficult to go ahead and get an evaluation. But I will say this, the one thing I did see from the group as a whole is, obviously it's very hot out there, but I didn't see anyone that was out of shape or not prepared. I thought they were trying to listen to direction, do exactly what we wanted them to do, which is one of the things we evaluate, and they did a nice job from that standpoint. We'll give them a little bit break now, and what will happen is we'll go back this afternoon and maybe get a little bit more football-related movement drills and some schematic work, to see where they are from then. And again, that's part of our evaluation process. And I see coming in that, hey, listen, we have great examples, from the past for our football team of, as Cole, being from Western Kentucky trying out, I tried to make sure that the players understood the type of example that he was, what he did and how he did it and how he stood out and what made him, a special player and one that has to keep earning it. So I wouldn't be surprised if a tryout player does get signed. If maybe someone that we sign, maybe, we don't bring him to camp, things of that nature. I think a lot of that goes on because here, and everyone knows it's important for us, is that we want to create, competition right off the bat. And it doesn't matter. Like I said before, hey, listen, I want players to do well in this room so we can replace some of the players on our team. If we're replacing players, that means we're replacing them with better players, as we go forward. So, I believe in competition. I think that we have a good group that we're able to, get out there and work hard today. And I'm looking to see how they come back because I think it's way too early to say, hey, who stood out? Who did this? I don't like to get too excited. But I will say that I didn't go out there and go, ugh, who brought this guy in? Let's get him out of here. I didn't say that. And there's been times in the past where I have been like, hey, we got to be careful. This guy's going to get somebody hurt or he's going to hurt himself. I don't feel that way. I think this is a good, pretty good group. I'm looking forward to him getting out there this afternoon.
This is a successful minicamp. If what happens for a player? How does a player leave here having had a good weekend?
Contract. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a contract. And showing that, I told the players, one of the things I talked to them about after practice was, whether you're good enough to make an NFL team, that's going to depend on a lot of things. But if you want to get better as a football player every single day, you basically need two things. Okay, you got to be coachable and you got to be available. And I think today was a good lesson for all of them that they were, all coachable and all available. And now it's going to go to your true athletic ability as far as being a football player, whether you make it or not. So you want to take out the things that don't take talent, meaning like, effort, preparation, availability, listening, asking good questions, taking notes. Those things don't require talent. It's something that every one of them can do, and that's what we push them to do. So I think a player that's a tryout player that gets a contract, even if you're a tryout player, a lot of these tryout players will evaluate and list. So if we do have injuries, they'll be one of the first guys we bring in. So, it's a win-win on all accounts for everyone.
So if the answer to that is a contract, does that mean that this weekend is more about the tryout players and the undrafted guys than your...
No, the undrafted...
Your draft picks?
You're talking about the drafted?
Yeah.
Yeah, the drafted guys, it's important for them too because I really have always believed that I understand from on the outside, okay, when I say the outside of your fans or, even management, whatever it may be, scouts. At the end of the day... you know, we've got to put people on the field that win football games, period. So my thing with the players is I really don't necessarily care how you've been acquired, whether you're a tryout, whether you're a free agent, you know, or a draft pick. I don't really, that's over. That stuff doesn't mean diddly do. Is that the word you wanted me to use instead of, right? Right? How does that sound? Diddly do. It doesn't mean diddly do. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean diddly do, because it's what you are you going to do now? And that's the thing about the NFL, and that's the thing about football. You know, you'll have players that'll come in here, and there'll be players that are on our team, and they'll look around and go, "Oh, that guy was a first round pick." They'll watch him. They'll go, "Yeah, I can see that. Well, let's see what he can do now." And that player every single day has to go out and earn, you know, his right to be on his team every day. You know, the same with Cole. Oh, that guy's a tryout guy? Yeah, when he runs by your ass and scores a touchdown, you're going to understand why this guy's on his team. So, but the players know anyone that's on his team, there's something good about them. So, you know, again, we're watching those guys and getting them introduced to, you know, how we stretch, how we lift, how we coach our drill. So this way, when our players come back in, and we've been on the field with them in phase two, those players can come right in, and we're not wasting time. I cannot stand wasting time. That's probably my biggest pet peeve.
Doug, you said everyone came in and no one looked out of shape. Is that really rare, considering?
It is. It is in this heat. Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, one of the things you do as a coach or a trainer, you know, the first thing you do is you're going to say, okay, what's the weather for rookie minicamp? You know, because you haven't been training these players. You know, think about what we do with our players that are here. You know, they come in phase one, and all they do is they work with the weight coaches. We don't get with them out, you know, to get themselves ready so that they're not put in a dangerous situation of whatever you want to call the new wave of soft tissue injuries, whatever may happen. All right. So now these players you don't really have. So now you want to evaluate them. You don't want to put them. You can't stress them right off the bat in a highly competitive thing, because you're going to have people getting injured and on the ground. So, you know, you want to make sure that they're in shape. So we do a lot of drill work and a lot of movement skills, because like I told the players, the fastest way for you to be cut from this football team, and it can happen at any minute because you're being evaluated constantly, weight room, training room, the people that serve, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to the people that take care of the locker room. I ask everyone, you know, hey, how are the players, everyone treating you well? I want to know that. That's important for me as a coach. You know, but for those players, if they aren't in shape, if they do fall on the ground, if they don't listen to direction, I've got to get them out of here, because they'll put someone else in jeopardy and get someone else hurt. In my experience in rookie minicamp, or in any type of minicamp when you're not in full pads, is when you see someone on the ground, that is bad. That's bad for everybody. It's bad business. So that's the one thing I told him. I said, if I see you on the ground, not listen to direction, we'll get rid of you right off the bat.
Doug, during the draft process, what did you like about Ronnie Harrison's film? And then what kind of feedback did you get about him as an individual from his coaches? And what's been your initial impressions of his personality?
I don't worry about too much. I think, you know, well, with our football team, I don't worry too much about personality. I mean, we've got a ton of it, you know, so I don't look to say, hey, this guy's going to fit this guy. People's personality, their personality, as long as they can listen to direction and move forward. What I did like is I think he's a tough player. He can hit. He can tackle. He looks like he's always in the right spot. He can put himself in there. I think he can contribute, you know, many assets. And that's how I feel about him. And I think he was a good teammate. When you talk to other players that have played with him, you know, they like playing with him. They like him there. And those are some of the things that, you know, for me as a coach, I like to ask and find out about. So, you know, that's the stuff before. That's what I've heard. Now he's got to show me. You know, now it's kind of like, hey, what I see is what I believe. I'm done with what I'm hearing. You know, it's what I see actually on the field, that's what I'm going to believe. I'm not going to believe what I saw on tape in college. I'm not going to believe what I heard from anyone else. You know, that stuff's all out the window now. It's gotten you here. Now it's what I see on the field.
With 60-something guys here over 3 days, I know you're evaluating everybody, but what's your individual process for giving an individual player, like, their due time during this evaluation process?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. It's our goal as coaches, so I met with the coaches, and this is exactly what I said. We cannot afford, all right, to have someone walk away from this camp who can help us as, you know, help us as a football player. That would be the worst. That's like taboo. That's the worst mistake you can make. You know, if we feel that someone on this field can help us get better, we need to bring him in and replace or do whatever we have to do to get him. So, you know, it's a constant evaluation process. We're out there as coaches and myself, you know, with cards, and I'm taking notes, and I'm trying to see everyone in meetings, evaluating how they learn, how much attention they play. I told them, I'll look at it if you sit up in a meeting or not. If you slash down in the meeting, they're probably going to get a minus from me. You know, that means if you're slouching down now and you don't have a job, what are you going to do when you get that job? So there's a lot that goes into it. And then we as coaches will meet, you know, after the first practice, second practice, then Coach Caldwell and Coach Coughlin and the rest of the scouts that are out there, they'll be meeting. And then we'll actually get together, the three of us, you know, each day at the end of the day and say, okay, here's where we are. And it's not to say the guy's in or out. There may be some guys, hey, we need to gather more information. We need to get more eyes on this player, you know, to see what he can do. But, you know, it's not one of those things where we're concentrating on these draft picks and just filling in spots with everyone else. We've put a lot of time, our college scouts and our pro scouts, of filling those positions with players that we feel have traits that can carry over and play in the NFL. So that's why it's important, and that's why I talk to the players the way I do.
What level you would like to see those first two draft picks at after the 3 days is over with this?
I'm not looking for the competition part. I want them to be, you know, coachable and available. I don't want to see, you know, a little thing. I don't want to see them in a training room. I want to see them paying attention. I want to see them at the front of the line. You know, I want to see what type of leadership they have. Those are the things I'm looking for. You know, and basically, to be honest with you, are they good listeners? You know, and I don't want to get into, you know, hey, they need to keep their mouth shut and just, you know, can they listen? Because when they come in and the rest of the players come in, the older players, and they get, you know, they get put into that group setting, you know, I've always tried to advise those players, hey, just listen first. You know, that's why and I tell them a story. You know, I learned a long time ago, you know, God gave you, you know, 2 ears and one mouth, so you listen twice as much as you talk. You know, that's a thing that I learned a long time ago, and I believe that that's what smart people do. They'll sit there and listen. So, you know, that's what I'm looking for, our draft picks, to make sure, you know, how they go about their business and things of that nature. Because, obviously, at the end of the day, they're going to have more opportunity than some of the other ones. I'm not naive enough to not know that. But, again, you know, first impressions are important. You know, what you're going to do and your first impressions. I'm not talking about making plays right now. I'm talking about the way you handle your business. That's what I'm looking at.
Brought up David Greenidge a few times this offseason. How do you use some of those poor practice squad players in settings like this, just because they have the experience?
I can't speak for anyone else, but for me, I look at it when they're on the field. They've been with us. They've done a lot of things. So if I see someone that looks better than them, I'm going to fire them and hire the other guy. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I think if you're a coach and you're up there and you're BSing of, you know, listen, I'm looking to get better players, and I tell them all the time, my job is to, you know, keep looking to get better players on this football team. We need more players. You know, we're not where we need to be. So these guys have an opportunity, you know, to come in and either fight for a starting job or fight for depth or fight for special teams, whatever it may be. So, you know, I think when you have guys that are in here, you know, that have been in your program, it's a good indicator when you watch them work against each other.
Taven was in here a minute ago talking about now football's a job, and I love it. Can't, you know, fantastic that it's just football 16 hours a day. Is that?
We'll see how he is after a training camp.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's kind of the mindset that they have to have. Do rookies generally kind of struggle with that a little bit in your experience, or do most of them just kind of get it pretty much?
I think now's not a time that they don't. It's when your emotions are high, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, and everything's great and it's beginning and it's new. I think, I don't want to say it's easy. There's nothing easy about this business, but I think you have a better temperament, you know, a better way of going about it. My thing is I think the major test is when you get hit with adversity. That's what I've said before. You know, I talked about our team. I've talked about, you know, how, you know, you try to create it. And make no mistake about it, I do try to create it by the way we practice. So, you know, I'll look at things of when we start with training camp and, you know, we have the pads on and we're going through that and we're creating the foundation to make us a good football team, because we don't have that right now. And we're not doing it. You know, and if we're not doing it, we're losing it. So we're losing that every day, you know, just like a lot of people are. And, you know, I'm looking to regain that once we get into training camp. I make no mistake about it. There's a lot of things that we have to do to prepare our players for training camp, you know, with knowing the system, knowing the schemes, being in shape, being able to do those things, being able to practice the way we need to practice to be a good football team. So I think I look at, you know, most of the draft picks and stuff when it comes to, you know, the one thing I haven't gone through with them is, and I just heard stories, is how to handle adversity.
What's your reaction to Blake Bortles and the stolen truck situation?
I'm just happy, really, at the end of the day, that no one got hurt, nobody was injured, and that, you know, the police are involved, and justice is going to, you know, take its course, really.